Considering, then, that even when we are confident of not wronging ourselves, we cannot be free from accusations, and where we do anything good but lack the correct motivation, we are subject to punishment. Reflect on how significantly people are misguided in their judgments, for all these matters are not discernible by human beings, but by the ever-vigilant eye alone, and though we may deceive people, our craftiness will never work against him. Do not then say, "There is darkness around me and walls. Who sees me?" For he who himself crafted our hearts, he knows everything, for darkness is no darkness with him. Yet the person committing sin rightly says, "Darkness is all around me and walls," for if there wasn't a darkness clouding his thinking, he wouldn't disregard the fear of God and act as he pleases. For unless the governing conscience is first obscured, the audacious admission of sin is impossible. Do not then say, "Who sees me?" For there is he, dividing even soul and spirit, joints and marrow. But you do not see yourself, or can you penetrate the cloudiness? But as if you were enclosed by a wall on all sides, you are powerless to look up to the heaven.